ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question, and that question is the problem of predestination. As you know, predestination is a very significant question, the question of whether we are free or we are compelled in our actions, and you know, how this ties up with God's knowledge and His power, and then also our fate and our felicity in the hereafter and as well as in this world. These are all problems that, and questions that arise in this topic. This topic is a very ancient topic, and it actually goes back to ever since human beings were on this earth and thinking about, you know, questions of about existence and about their own place in this universe. These questions have popped up, and it became especially prominent, you know, once religion appeared on this earth, which we as Muslims believe was from the beginning, ever since humanity, you know, originated here, you know, in this universe, and, you know, religion was there, and then obviously this problem was there. And, you know, it's one of those questions that, you know, we still haven't acquired a really proper understanding of the solution for. In fact, a lot of the hadiths, it's been mentioned, you know, some of our a'imma, they have forbidden us from actually kind of investigating and analyzing this problem, especially for people who really don't have those kind of mental and intellectual capabilities of actually examining this problem. This is a problem that, you know, it also, it's become even more prominent today. A lot of physicists today, you know, they're speaking about this, and, especially those who work in quantum physics and these kind of things, is a question that, you know, keeps coming up in different places and in different disciplines. Today, we're going to be looking at one of the arguments to show why predestination or compulsion is incorrect. This is interesting to know that this argument, it was mentioned by one of our a'imma alayhi salam, Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. In this, he kind of analyzes the different alternatives in which, as far as the relation of actions to their agents are concerned, and he eliminates, the ones that are incorrect until he arrives at a conclusion. Let's look at this hadith and we can see what the argument of the Imam actually is. The Imam says, sins cannot be other than one of three cases. So he mentions three categories for action, specifically in the case of sins. Either they originate from Allah, which they do not. And in this case, it would not be proper for the Lord to punish his servant for what he has not committed. Right. So if we say that they were... The servant was compelled in his actions, in his sin, then it would be incorrect for God, it would be unjust for God to punish his servant for that. Or that they originate from him and the servant together, meaning in parallel to one another, both of them are agents of this action. The Imam says this is incorrect, because in this case it would not be proper for the strong partner to wrong the weak partner. Obviously, God being the strong agent here, it would be improper for him to wrong the weaker one. The final one is that, or that they originate from the servant, which they do. And in this case, if Allah forgives, it is due to his kindness and liberality. Or if he punishes, it is the result of the sin and the crime of the servant. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the question of predestination in the light of the hadith of the a'imma alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.